This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Profits at many big banks have been falling as of late, but J.P. Morgan and Bank of America have found one niche market where revenue is guaranteed: federal prisons. Marketplace's Stan Alcorn has the story.
When Greg Cavaluzzi got out of federal prison, the first thing he did was take his parents to Wendy's.
We didn't really talk. We ate, and we were just so happy to be next to each other.
He paid for the roughly $10 meal with money he'd made as a jailhouse librarian, which the prison gave him not in cash or check, but on a special J.P. Morgan Chase debit card.
How much was $10 to you kind of at that time?
Everything. It was everything. I was used to making $10 a month.
But those hard-earned dollars disappeared faster than he expected. And when he called the bank, he found out the reason was fees.
You know, it just seemed a little... it was sketchy.
It's 45 cents to check your balance, $1.50 if your account's inactive for 90 days, $2 for withdrawing at a non-Chase ATM, $7.50 to replace the card for a second time. Now, a few bucks here or there may not sound like much, but for someone just out of prison, trying to reintegrate into society...
it's bus fare to a job, it's a meal, it's a room for a night.
Karen Martin researches fees and debt at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice.
There's this split mentality. On the one hand, we are saying we would like to reintegrate people. And on the other hand, we are having lots of policies that are undermining their ability to reintegrate.
The policy of contracting with private companies that charge prisoners for their services is pretty standard.
The Bureau of Prisons contracts out all kinds of goods and services type things.
Jack Donson spent 23 years as a case manager in a federal prison.
The institution has food vendors, you know, vending machine vendors, halfway houses.
For those contracts, one thing that can drive down prices is there's usually a competitive bidding process. Steve Tadellis is an economist at UC Berkeley who's studied government contracts.
If you're a government agency and you want to procure pencils, well, there are a gazillion producers of pencils.
To get the best pencil price, just have them all make an offer and pick the one that's lowest. But for the J.P. Morgan Chase debit cards and the in-prison accounts handled by Bank of America, an investigation by the Center for Public Integrity found that competitive bidding didn't happen.
It is definitely a departure from the typical federal acquisition rules.
Tadellis says that could make economic sense for complicated, evolving projects that are hard to price. But debit cards?
This looks a lot more like a pencil than a fighter jet or complex IT system.
Treasury's Office of the Inspector General is now investigating the contracts. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.